to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I am so thrilled to have my next guest with me. And I'm going to say this every time that you're on with me. I'm going to say this because, and your book is literally right here within arm's reach. Okay. It's right here on my shelf, and it's called The Authoritarians. And, you know, Jonathan Cahn has The Harbinger, which is a great book, and we highly respect Jonathan, and he has a great prophetic word that he spoke for this year at the most recent prophetic conference. I just watched that this morning, by the way. But I'm going to tell you that this is a historical document that outlines exactly what's happening to America today. It's scary in a way. But it's knowledge we need to have. And Jonathan Emord is my guest. Jonathan, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you.
Well, my. We are the enemy. To ask you if you ever imagined that we would be here would be kind of a silly question in light of this, right? I mean, you saw this, you've seen this coming for quite some time. And I played, Nick Searcy's January 6th, trailer actually right before this, and also Finding Courage, which is about a Chinese family that escaped the CCP. And I'm sure you probably might even be familiar with that. We're living in that kind of a country right now. Talk to us about your thoughts about this and, you know, how dangerous is the situation that we find ourselves in?
I think we've operated on an assumption for many, many decades that America was always going to be a bastion of liberty, that no one could upset that. And we receive warnings from those in the know, including even Ronald Reagan, that unless we were diligent, we would lose freedom. And in fact, that was the message even from George Washington about keeping the sacred fire of liberty, that they understood there were threats to liberty at the founding of the Republic. In the antebellum South, it became of a modern nature when the Southern leaders and Southern academics, under assault from abolitionists in the North for the institution of slavery, chose to defend themselves not by arguing that somehow their whole institution, wretched institution of slavery, was something that could be defended under the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, the second paragraph, but rather they attacked the Declaration. They attacked the Constitution, and they condemned Thomas Jefferson. And they shifted their defense, even John C. Calhoun, shifted his defense of the institution of slavery to collectivism based on Friedrich Hegel's foundation of those collectivist principles in Germany. Mm-hmm. Now, with the 13th Amendment, you would expect the abolition of slavery to have abolished this doctrine. But surprise, surprise, during the Progressive Era, actually from the 1860s forward, academics in all the major American universities flocked to Germany, to Heidelberg, Bonn, and other parts of Germany to study in the historic schools that were Hegelian. And they taught collectivism. They taught a condemnation of the Declaration of Independence, the American Constitution, and of John Locke.
Pause, pause right there for just a minute, because I think that it's really important for our audience to catch that piece about the vilification of the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and the United States as an entity being an evil in the world and not a source of good, as Alex de Tocqueville spoke about so eloquently, and as so many other historians have identified, and yet these individuals were pounding and hammering into the minds of young impressionables how wicked our nation was. So this idea of America as an evil empire, which is how Islam looks at it and a number of others, is not a new concept. What year are we talking about, Jonathan?
We're talking about 1866 through the 1930s. Academics, and I mean the dominant thinking in academia and in academic societies, was this idea of collectivism, and their whole purpose was to emulate the German, Bismarck Germany adopted an administrative state, first in the world.
Okay.
And these academics from America wanted to replicate that here for the purpose of undermining and circumventing the Constitution, because this is what they thought. Among other things, they thought that in an industrial age, it was impossible to live by the classical liberal philosophy of the founding fathers. They thought that the only way to achieve progress was to direct the activities of human beings to achieve what experts deemed to be in the best interests of the country, not what you thought was in your own best interest, but right, what they thought. And there's a lot, as I explain in this book, there's a lot of reasons. There are a lot of reasons for this academic change, not least of which is that there was so much economic activity, capitalist economic activity. People who were typically in a lower class or poor were now rising. Immigrants were rising. They were becoming wealthy, and they were gaining status, political power, and as a result, these people who had this privileged existence previously
were seeing advantage.
Were seeing
it was
advantage.
Vanishing.
And so they reacted in a hostile way to the American dream. They attacked it and they went for an administrative state. They created it at the state level. And then throughout the 1930s, over 250 federal agencies.
Right.
And today, 3/4 of all laws are adopted not by those you elect to Congress, but the unelected heads of the bureaucratic agencies.
Which ties...
So that's the end of the republic.
Well, and it ties... Sorry, folks, I moved away from the mic for a minute. I'll be right back. But it ties directly into what happened to our friend Michael Dougherty, as he describes it in his book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, and the assault on his medical laboratory business by the FTC. I mean, it's a point by point outline of exactly what you're talking about relative to the administrative state. The Chevron doctrine that came into effect that essentially gave them autonomy so that they do not have to report to Congress any longer. Substantive due diligence, which is something now that Clarence Thomas, and of course they want to crucify that guy. But he's come out and he's exposed that for the evil that it is and said, we can't have this. And if that unwinds, then a lot of the stuff that Michael faced and a lot of the stuff that you wrote about all of a sudden, at least legally, begins to fall apart.
That's right. And what people need to understand it is this has been going on and has been destroying rights to life and to liberty and to property in this country since the 1930s and actually since the 1920s. And in fact, from 1907 until 1983 in this country, the administrative state had created in every state in the country jurisdiction over fitness. And what they would determine is that if you were deemed unfit, you were thought to be a risk to the gene pool. And so they exterminated them, not individually, but by sterilizing them. Over 60,000 Americans were forcibly sterilized from 1907 to 1983 in the United States.
And nobody knew. And, I mean, very few people knew.
And Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who is considered the paragon of progressive legal doctrine in the United States, he was the principal author of a decision called Buck versus Bell, in which he held there to be no violation of the 14th Amendment, rights to life, liberty, and property, by the state forcibly sterilizing a woman who, in fact, had absolutely nothing wrong with her other than her family was embarrassed by her, and in addition, the officials thought she basically grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. She and they not only sterilized her, they sterilized her daughter, and they ruined these people's lives. Great legacy of horror in the United States from progressivism, because they can't sit still without controlling your life. And we see this now in spades today. Mm-hmm. We see all manner. I mean, look at how easily, without even a single thought about your right of liberty, did they force people to get vaccinated and force people to wear masks
and close their businesses and shut down their places of worship. I mean, my God.
And get them fired from private sector firms and then deny them the
for
right
free to speech.
And kick them out of the military and ruin
which
their
is
career.
Happening right now. By the way, the military situation is still absolutely out of control. Out of control. Something else too, as you were running through that too, and I don't think I've given you this progression that I saw, but when you think about what they did relative to the stealing and taking away, because the idea, for example, of sovereign citizenry, that is innate in how our founders saw us. We are sovereign citizens, but they turned sovereign citizens into the evil. They murdered Weaver's wife and baby, murdered at Ruby Ridge. They then attacked at Waco. You can say whatever you want about Koresh and his belief system, but the reality is they were attacking a church. And then they did what they did at the Bundy Ranch, and then they did what they did at the Wildlife Preserve and ultimately murdered Lavoie Finicum. And now we have the debacle at January 6th, and I keep hearing people still saying, oh, the riot. Ladies and gentlemen, stop with believing the lies and stop parroting their nonsense. Stop parroting it. There was a setup that took place on January 6th by this out of control government agency that is still out of control. And we'll talk some more about that. I'd love to get your thoughts on what Dershowitz had to say about Mar-a-Lago. I'd also like to get your thoughts about the new revelation that Mueller and so on were given GSA documents about the Trump transition team. And what does that say about, you know, spying on the incoming president of the United States? And nothing's done about it. We're going to take a quick break. I'm just kind of setting that up for you, and I really want you to jump into it when we get back. You're back right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My very, very special guest, Jonathan Emord. You can find him at jonathanemord.com. I believe he's in CG Contributors, but if he's not, he soon will be on our page at chosengenerationradio.com. The Authoritarians is the name of the book. I loaded you up as we were coming into the break, and so I don't want to take away from your time to be able to go after that. There was one particular thing that you wanted to mention, I think, as we were going into the break. I'm sure you'll remember what that is, so I turn it over to you.
Well, one thing people need to understand in studying this history of the rise of socialism in America and how it became overt and essentially took over, indeed did take over the Congress and the White House, is that it had been manifest in people who were overt communists, socialists, and corporatists inside the administrative state from the earliest days of the administrative state, from the 20s and 30s forward, state and federal level. And these individuals operated behind the scenes largely in destroying people's property and lives and liberty and going after people using a framework of law that was outside of the Constitution. But let me point this out. there was a momentous event in American history that just occurred in February 25th and 26th of 2020 that largely has gone by without notice. And here it is. On those dates, for the first time in American history, a major political party overtly endorsed socialism. Because on those dates, the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, and he was the minority leader then, and the House, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, within one day of one another, in orchestrated presentations, announced that if Bernie Sanders were selected to be the party's nominee, that is a socialist, that they would endorse him and his platform for America. Instant, and they announced that the party would do so, instantaneously transforming in a passing the Rubicon moment, the Democrat Party from tethers to any tie to the Republic. They were now overtly socialist. And then, of course, as we know, Joe Biden sold his soul to that socialist party and has been a socialist president. Mm-hmm. So that is the momentous historical event. And this is, we are in unprecedented waters from this point. Sure, this has been going on. These evil machinations of socialism have been going on through the administrative state for over a century, progressively getting worse. But now we see it in public. And indeed, these political actors, Schumer and Pelosi, who are really wretched people, but they followed the polls, because a Gallup poll at that time revealed that some 76% of Democrats said they would be comfortable with socialism, and some 35-36% of independents said that, and even 17% of Republicans said that, no doubt anti-Trumpers, so they would be comfortable with socialism.
You know, and again, when you look at those polls, you know, comfort and believing in them. I mean, we've been watching this for a number of years now and talking about students in college who are saying, we believe that communism is better than capitalism. We believe that a communist idea. Well, what do you say about the failures of it? Well, it was because the wrong people were in charge. They have indoctrinated our youth, Jonathan.
Yeah, it's delusional. This conception, which leads you to this abyss of socialism, one of the most greatest ruinations of nations worldwide, is their shift from a prosperous capitalist economy into socialism. And that's the history of the world. And yet you have generations now of youth who've been led to believe through their academia, largely at the collegiate level, but now they're pushing all the way to preschool these Marxist conceptions, and they teach kids that, look, America's hopelessly systemically racist, that you, if you are a child of color, will always be oppressed because of your color. And no matter what you do, no matter how brilliant you are, no matter how hard you try to succeed, you never will succeed because of your color will hold you back. That every white child needs to bear this enormous guilt because by virtue of their color, they are oppressors. That whenever a black child or an of color child sees you, they will understand you're an oppressor. Right. And so what do they do? And no matter what that white child does, he'll always be an oppressor. All right, this destruction, splitting apart of society into groups, groupthink, and turning the groups against one another, is a substitute for the original foundational bourgeoisie versus proletariat economic struggle. That doesn't work in America because we have too much upward mobility economically. So they shifted to a racist model. And they did that in the law schools first with critical legal theory. Uh-huh. They transferred it into the schools, and they start it when they're in preschool. So what happens to kids? Kids learn to hate each other. They learn to hate themselves. They learn to hate their parents. They learn to hate the marketplace and business. They learn to hate their country. And then they're told, in addition to that, your gender is fluid. It's not what you were born with. It can be whatever you want. What a horrific lie. Then they tell the kids,
yeah,
okay, you think, little boy, you think you're a girl? Well, we've got an operation for that. We'll make you a girl. Well, the fact of the matter is, you can never make a boy a girl through an operation or any drug. Likewise, it's, the opposite.
It's mutilation. Impossible. Yeah, it's mutilation. We've run out of time. Jonathan Emord. Yep. Emord.com. Emord.com is the website. You can find him at Emord.com. Pick up the book, The Authoritarians. Jonathan, as always, there's never enough time, but I'm so glad that you give us some time, and I greatly appreciate you being here. I look forward to having you back. God bless you, my friend.
You bet.
All right, we're going to take a break. Mark Morgan joins us on the other side. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I am just so thrilled to have my next guest on the program. We connected when he was the acting. It's a long title.
Just call me commissioner.
Yeah, commissioner, the commissioner of the United States Customs and Border Protection. And he was gracious enough to come on our program on a fairly regular basis. And it's my pleasure to have him now. He is a senior fellow with FAIR, FAIRUS.org, FAIRUS.org. And I want to welcome Mark Morgan to the program. Mark, welcome. Great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Pastor Greg, thanks for having me. And, we were just talking a minute ago. Your set there looks fantastic. It's great to see you in person.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to see you as well. And, folks, due to contractual obligations, I cannot show you Mark live, but I can talk to him live audio. And that is what we are doing, in order to, accommodate that. And, we were talking about both of us, the waking up and this frustration with what's going on and what we're seeing and what has happened. I had Victor Avila on earlier this morning, talking about the numbers. You know, we're talking about probably in excess of 5, maybe even as many as 6 million illegals have come into the country this year. Just this year. That's enormous. It's just absolutely enormous. I want to talk to you about something else. We'll talk about that, but I want to talk to you about this too. We just had this budget thing go through. It hasn't been passed in the Senate yet, but they want to add 87,000 IRS agents. There is a Blabberbuzz has a thing out today showing that in 2017, they were going to universities teaching accounting students how to use a weapon to arrest people. They're planning to arm all of these IRS agents. You oversaw a force that had a legitimate reason in the Customs and Border Protection and ICE to be armed and to encounter dangerous individuals. When you think about what it is that they're doing in arming IRS agents to go after middle-class, non-dangerous U.S. citizens with that kind of force, as a lifetime law enforcement officer, what kind of pictures does that bring to your mind? And what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things here, Pastor Greg. One is, let's keep in mind that the IRS, for the main purpose of what they do, it's a regulatory agency, right? IRS, for the most part, I think most Americans do not look at IRS as a law enforcement agency. Now look, the IRS has had agents, I believe, almost since its inception. And there can be some cases where there are a criminal element that's involved with respect to tax evasion and other issues. But for the most part, that is relatively low. And I think the most important thing, I think for most of us, I don't even think you have to be in law enforcement like I have my entire career, just an American to say, man, where are the priorities? You just mentioned our southwest border. 5 million illegal aliens have attempted to break into our border. Because our borders are wide open, in a 12-month period, 107,000 Americans died from drug overdoses. And the leading cause of death among 18 to 45 is fentanyl. And we know 95% of the fentanyl comes from the southwest border. Yeah. We know that criminal aliens are getting away and making their way to every town, city, and state in this country. And we know there's an increased national security threat. The FBI just prevented terrorist attack a couple of months ago that was designed to assassinate a former president. And how are they going to do that? By smuggling terrorists through our wide open Southwest border. So while our border is wide open, we've literally handed operational control to the cartels, and Americans are dying every single day because of it. Their priority is to add 87,000 IRS agents. It makes no sense.
You know, another piece to this, and I was talking with Victor about this earlier this morning, there was an exercise, a DOD, Department of Defense exercise, and I'm pretty sure that it was during the time period when you were involved either under the Obama, probably under the Obama administration. Do you remember the name of that when they ran that in Texas and there was all this concern about, oh, they're spying. This is going to be going after American citizens, what have you. And I brought DIA into, you know, experts onto my program to dispel that and to help people understand that we were looking across the border at Mexico. We were looking at the buildup of Hezbollah. We were looking at the buildup of CCP. There were Chinese military at the border of the United States of America in Mexico. And there still are. Victor's saying that there's still, the Chinese still have a presence in Mexico. Hezbollah still has a presence in Mexico. They've partnered with our cartels. But do you remember the name of that military operation by chance? Do you have it?
You know, Pastor Greg, I don't recall, but look, to footstop your point.
Yeah.
And this fiscal year, Customs and Border Protection have encountered 66 illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database. 66. That's more than the past 5 years combined. In addition to that, in the first 18, 19 months of this administration, they've apprehended illegal aliens from 160 different countries. It's not just in Mexico or Western Hemisphere. Think about it. There's only 195 recognized countries in the world, and we've apprehended illegal aliens from 160 of them. So that's why we call this, when we talk about this in terms of border security, we talk about this in terms of national security.
Right.
It's
an invasion. It's an invasion. There's no way to term this. You've got 160 countries sending individuals, and now we've got Maduro. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, and I'll throw it right back to you, but we've got Maduro, who is now emptying his prisons of some of the worst of his criminal element, and he's sending them into our country, and they're coming through because of our open borders.
Look, it shows, look, and we could continue this discussion for hours talking about the magnitude of the issue, but Pastor Greg, I think you're right. It is an invasion, in my opinion. And look, it's not just an invasion about the number of people. But that alone is catastrophic. Like you said, 5 million. I mean, it's unsustainable. It impacts every aspect of our nation's public health, safety, national security. Not to mention, it's overwhelming our welfare system as well. But it's not just the people. It's an invasion of drugs. It's an invasion of criminal aliens. It's an invasion of our national security threat. And it's all being driven by the Mexican cartels, which they are the most powerful, influential criminal, transnational criminal organized entity really in the world. They act as a de facto shadow government, and I believe it satisfies the constitutional definition of invasion, and we should be talking about that more.
Who do we pressure for this? Mayorkas has gone down and essentially said that Governor Abbott and Texas and the DPS efforts are stirring up a problem that in his mind is non-existent, and that they in fact are the problem rather than all of the illegals and all of these activities in these organizations that you and I just discussed.
Yeah, look, Pastor Greg, I don't mean to be harsh, but you know me, I'm going to be direct.
Please.
Secretary Marcus is just lying. He's lying to the American people. He's lied to Congress. Look, he was participating in congressional testimony a couple of months back under oath, and Representative Chip Roy out of Texas had blown up on these big boards the legal definition by law, congressional law, the definition of operational security. And part of that, it talks about the ability to prevent all illegal entrance into the Southwest border. And he asked the secretary, so do you have operational control? And the secretary raised his chin in the indignant way that he often does when challenged by facts and truth. And he said, yes. It's just a blatant lie. Again, of the almost 5 million that have tried to illegally enter, a million of those have been what we call gotaways.
Right.
That have broken in and gotten away, made their way to every town, city, state in this country. How in the world a secretary under oath can say he has operational control of our southwest border when we know there's been a million gotaways, and we also know that drugs are pouring in, killing Americans every single day? It just defies logic, common sense, reality, and facts. And that's why I say not only is he been consistently lying to the American people, he's actually one of the most dangerous political appointees in this administration because of his open border policies.
Well, and then I think we need to get into this when we come back around, and that has to do with the smuggling aspect of this. Again, you know, we just found 63 people died in a container in San Antonio, Texas, okay, that was just discovered. I mean, yeah. Folks, how many of those containers do you think are out there? Thousands. How many homes do you think are out there that are filled with people that are just waiting for that vehicle to pull up so they can jump into the back of a van and be taken to the next location? Thousands.
That's right.
Tens of thousands.
Great. Look,
yeah, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll take a quick break, and then I want you to make that point when we get back. Back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Mark Morgan, senior fellow at fairus.org. F-A-I-R-U-S.org and former commissioner at the United States Customs and Border Protection. We were kind of doing a build up to some of those significant issues that are happening and the numbers that are coming across and just the misrepresentation of what's really taking place at the border. Let me let you jump in there on that, and then we can go into a couple of other things that we got sure. into as well.
Yeah, you know, so Pastor Greg, so I really appreciate you talking about the migrants themselves. And when I talk about the areas where I get really frustrated, this is one, because this is a clear example of where they're just not being honest with the American people. President Biden, the Vice President, Secretary Mayorkas, they're all just lying to the American people. Look, I learned a long time ago that intentional omission of a material fact is the same thing as a lie. Here's what they're not telling you. This secretary will say that he's developed a safe, orderly, and humane system. That's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a safe and humane, illegal immigration system. And you laid it out pretty well. Look, these immigrants, as they're illegally entering the United States, they're being treated like trash, like a commodity by the cartels. They're shoved in overcrowded, unsanitary stash houses for days or weeks, or tractor trailers. And you mentioned the 53 migrants that died of asphyxiation, a horrific death. Well, here's what this administration will also tell you. There's been over 1,000 dead migrants that have been recovered at our southwest border under this administration, shattering any record of any president in our history. We know that non-governmental organizations say that 30% of young women and children are sexually assaulted and raped on their journey up here.
Right.
Parents and cartels will give children as young as 14 the morning after pill because they're anticipating they're going to be raped on their journey up here. And we haven't even talked about trafficking. The issue is a lot of these people that are being smuggled in, they're also being trafficked as well. They just don't know it till it's too late. They can't afford to pay the peso, the tax to be illegally entered. Once they get in the United States, they get a knock on the door and say, hey, we want our money. They say we can't pay. No problem. They know how they're going to work it off, and then the trafficking begins.
Yeah.
That's happening every single day, all day long, and you never hear a word from that about this administration.
Well, and in addition to those issues, which they deny, we also have the security issues. Look, we have Hezbollah. Was it Chapa? Wasn't that his name?
Yep.
The drug lord Chapa, right?
Yeah, so, Chapa Guzman.
Okay, so he gets out of prison. He breaks out of prison and goes underground in a tunnel that goes from the prison into Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this. These kinds of tunnels, we warned you about these kinds of tunnels back in 2014, 2015, that these were being built by Hezbollah. That Hezbollah was teaching the cartels how to build these kinds of tunnels and this kind of tunneling in order to get into the United States. Mark, that has not changed. And Hezbollah is still very active in working with the cartels, as is the CCP and other foreign terrorist countries. And as you mentioned, 160 some odd countries have already been identified as sending people here. But there are some major players that are in Mexico at our border, even right now, that we should be very concerned about.
Well, here's what I know. So while I was there, I want to make sure I clarify this. So I have not been privy to any specific U.S. intelligence that shows Hezbollah is actually working with the cartels with respect to the tunnels, as you said. But here's what we do know. Here's the facts that we do know. As I said a minute ago, in the first fiscal year, we still have a couple of months to go, CBP has encountered 66 illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database. They actually apprehended a suspected terrorist and inadvertently let them go. We know that they've apprehended, again, people from 160 different countries, including thousands from what we call SIA, special interest aliens, from countries that we're actively gathering intelligence on and that we're concerned that are either facilitating or connected to terrorist organizations. Look, I could go on and on. So let's go back to the million gotaways. So if you think that an illegal alien either on the FBI's terror screening database or even a suspected terrorist isn't among the 1 million that have evaded apprehension, I think you're sticking your head in the sand. You're not being honest and you're not facing reality. I say it's very plausible that the next sleeper cell could already be in the United States.
Right.
Because of our wide open Southwest border.
Well, I mean, look at the, what happened to Salman Rushdie. Right? I mean, he gets rushed on the stage and he gets stabbed. To assume that those kinds of individuals are not, hiding, and that the homes and different things like the attack that happened at the Boston Marathon. I mean, you can go on and on and on.
And Pastor Greg, if I could, and it's not even just about the national security threat from terrorist organizations and terrorists, but it's also criminal aliens. Look, again, among the million gotaways, let's get some more facts. The numbers of criminal aliens they actually apprehend. In the first 18 months, this administration has apprehended 30,000, give or take, criminal aliens. And that includes murderers, rapists, pedophiles, sex offenders, and gang members. Just in the last 18 months, Border Patrol has apprehended over 100 convicted murderers. Think about that. 100 convicted murderers. That's what they've apprehended. Now extrapolate that among the million gotaways. And why are these people getting away? Because the majority of Border Patrol resources in some areas, 80, 90% of Border Patrol resources are pulled off the line to deal with the shattering historic high volume of illegal aliens. They're pulled off the line and relegated to administrative duties, hospital watch, transportation, and processing.
Right.
That literally hands operational control of large areas over the cartel, and criminal aliens are getting through. Just think about how many murders, rapists, pedophiles, and gang members are among the million that have evaded apprehension and now they're in every state in this country.
Well, and Mark, you're talking too about, gotaways are the ones that are on the cameras, folks, that were seen. And as we've mentioned, in many instances, the strategy is to get those cameras focused in those areas so that other areas can be used and staged that we don't see. The smugglers. The containers right. that we talked about and CBP agents are consistently sharing that they believe that for every one that they apprehend, there's one that gets away. Not in the million gotaways, but in literal numbers of those that are going for, across somewhere else where, because we don't have security at the border. And that's right. where we get the numbers.
That's exactly right. So the cartels do it on purpose. So they'll take a group of maybe 50, 100, or 200 illegal aliens, and they'll push them through Zone A, right? And knowing that Border Patrol is going to have to go there to provide the humanitarian assistance. That leaves Zone C, D, E, F wide open, and that's when then they're pushing the gotaways. And you're absolutely right. There's two forms of gotaways. The known gotaways, as you just said, that we catch on camera or we use a sign cutting to determine. But there's a whole bunch of unknown gotaways, just as the title suggests, that we have no idea. So that number, of a million known gotaways, it could be well in excess of 1.5, 1.75 total gotaways that are now in this country. And think about this. Why are they fighting, Pastor Greg? Why are they trying to avoid apprehension? Is it because they're choir boys? No. It's because they've got something to hide. That's where the criminal aliens are among the gotaways.
Well, and then that goes to the comment that I made about Maduro, and we know that Maduro is doing this. We know that Maduro in Venezuela is now releasing his criminals out of his prisons, and he's sending them up across our borders. We know that this is going on. And yet, if you want to talk to this administration about this, to Mayorkas about this, to those that are in a position to actually do something about it, they will all tell you it's not happening. And just like Mayorkas is telling you that it's the DPS of Texas that's the problem.
Yeah, it's a joke. All of it's a joke and it's a lie. Look, the truth is Venezuela right now. So if you're a single adult male that comes from Venezuela or Cuba or Nicaragua and you illegally enter the southwest border, Pastor Greg, look, Border Patrol apprehending them. But guess what? Do you think that Venezuela is sending to us in an expeditious way what their criminal history was in Venezuela or Cuba? It's not happening. Yeah. We don't know anything about them. And then within 24 hours, we're releasing them. Yet we know virtually nothing about their criminal history or what they were involved in from their country of origin. The only thing that we have to check is our own database in the country to see if they've committed a crime in the U.S. If not, they're releasing them. It's absolutely a public safety threat across this entire nation.
100%. 100%. Mark Morgan, thank you so much for your time today. Senior fellow, fairus.org. Please be sure and check out the website, fair, fairus.org. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. David Sumrall is with me. He is the director of and producer of Bloody Hill and a documentary about J6. Back with more after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.